to The Fulfilled Accountant, the podcast that teaches you how to actually enjoy your work as an accounting or finance professional and have a life. Learn the tools to live with less stress and feel fulfilled, happy, and valuable, while also creating the success you desire in your career. If you're finished playing the game by outdated rules, you're in the right place. I'm your host, former accountant and multi-passionate entrepreneur turned life coach, Sarah Nemacek. We basically have 1 month left to this year. It's time to evaluate the current year's results and set goals for next year. If you aren't so pleased with what you created this year, I'm going to suggest you try a new approach next year. I mean, it could just be you need to work harder and push yourself more, but I kind of think it's more likely that you can work easier, have more fun, and love yourself all year if you start thinking differently and unravel the mindset that has carried through this year and probably several years before this. So today I'm going to play out two different ways that business owners tend to approach their goals, plans, and follow through by using two characters who have similar goals, but vastly different thoughts, feelings, and actions related to their goals. The difference in their experience during the year and the results is glaring. Let me introduce Marie and Anne, who both own service-based businesses as opposed to brick and mortars. While setting their goals and planning for 2022, they both set a goal to make $500,000 revenue in 2022. I know you'd probably like to know exactly what each of their clients' prices, packages, marketing methods, social media presence, email list size, prior year revenue, all those things were, because I always like to know all that because it helps me, I think, compare myself. But the thing is, it really doesn't matter. And I hope that you can kind of see that as we go through this, because I think it's important. And as I go through each of their experiences, I want you to notice the pieces that resonate with what your experience has been and what you want your experience to be like going forward. Notice the places where you feel like you're nailing it, and then also the places where you could do some work as you compare your experience with Marie and Anne. So let's start with Marie. Last year, Marie decided that 500K would be a fun goal, a good goal. It was more than she had made previously. A lot of her peers talked about making that much, and she decided her life would be comfortable if she made 500K, because where she was now, she was hustling and tired and really barely making ends meet. And ultimately, she was certain that if she could make that 500K, she would prove to herself that she was an effective, legitimate business owner. And she was hopeful that once she hit that goal, she could slow down a bit and start fixing things in her business, because she would know that she was at least effective. Next, she made a plan for how to make the 500K in revenue. She mapped out how much her service packages would cost, how many she would need to sell each month to reach her goal. She decided if she put at least 5 hours of marketing and selling time in each week, it might work. She felt hopeful, but not certain. Then she looked at the information from the marketing class she took and decided to try a couple methods to start selling her services. She wanted to try some new things. So she spent the first month thinking, researching, and planning. She wanted to make sure she did it right the first time, because she really doesn't like wasting time on things that don't work. And she really didn't want the embarrassment either if it didn't work well. And so she was ready with her first real sales push sometime mid-February. After 2 months of sending emails, like kind of scattered, you know, through January and into February, sharing about her work on social media and doing these new sales things, she realized she had only reached about one quarter of her revenue goal for those first few months. And she had planned for those 2 months to be much, much bigger, because she really was putting a lot of effort and time into her business. And she felt totally defeated. Why was no one buying? She was spending so much time and it wasn't working. She decided maybe she had set her goal too big. If this level of effort wasn't working, she really was not excited to do even more. So she revised her goal down to 450K. She took some time off, she revised her offers, and she tried again in April. And she noticed that now she was getting so little engagement on her marketing efforts, and she was really nervous to put herself out there and make offers and talk to people, because no one really seemed very interested. She wasn't even sure who she was talking to anymore. But she decided, you know what? I want engagement, so I'm going to ramp up my social media effort. And she put a lot of time and money on making amazing posts so that she could get more engagement, more likes, more traffic. Meanwhile, while she's doing all of this, she's still not taking care of herself. She's not taking time to sleep, eat, exercise. She's not spending time with friends and family because she's always on the verge of that next big launch and breakthrough. She knows if she just keeps her head down working hard, she's going to get there. So she's putting off her own needs and just hoping that if she just keeps going, it's going to work out and then she'll rest. When Marie had results that she didn't like, she would often give up for a while, maybe watch Netflix for a few days, and then eventually try again. But the thoughts running through her head most often were, why bother? It's not going to work anyway. No one is paying attention, or no one wants it. When choosing between trying something new or uncomfortable, or doing something easy or unrelated to her business, she would often negotiate with herself in the moment. Like, it won't really matter if I post today. No one will care if I practice this presentation or not. Because will anyone really even show up? So this was essentially how Marie spent most of her year. She was trying some things here and there. She would scrap them. She'd revise them or start over. She'd do more research. She'd keep wishing and hoping, but never really commit or believe that it was really going to work. She didn't want to put in the time to practice things because why waste the time? And so she was really never creating what she wanted. And she actually ended up making less money in 2022 than she did the year before. Now, let's look at Anne. Like Marie, Anne had never made $500K in revenue before, but she thought it would be fun to see how she would need to change to make that happen. She worked out the math to see what some possible ways her sales could stack up to 500K, and then she decided on an approach that she felt most compelled to pursue and committed to that approach, to that offer. Her goal was not only to make the 500K, but also to do it while having a life outside her business, because that was one of her priorities, to take care of herself and spend time with her family. She had learned in a sales class that it takes time to learn to sell anything really well. So that was what she believed, and she decided to commit to learning to sell her offer really well. She picked exactly who she wanted to sell to, and then focused all of her thinking on that group of people. She was a little nervous and doubtful about whether she could really hit such a big goal when she set it, but she did take some time and visualize herself at the end of the year, having hit her goal and how she would be feeling at that moment. She identified the thoughts and the beliefs that she would have about herself after hitting that goal. And Anne understood that she could choose to believe those things about herself even without actually hitting that goal. She could believe them right now because they're true right now. Then she made a detailed list of all the things that she could test or try or do to see if they would help her reach her goal. She decided she would practice self-confidence on purpose by not attaching judgment of herself and not punishing herself if she tried these things and they didn't work. In fact, she planned for repeated failure because she knew that failure always happens on the path to success. She chose ahead of time to let every fail mean she was learning and growing and that she would have an advantage the next time based on what she learned. So in reality, she probably also had some disappointment as things happened, but she didn't mean that she was broken. She didn't make it mean that. And she didn't mean that she didn't make it mean that she had to stop. She just kept going because she knew that if she could get back up, she hadn't failed. So even though she didn't fully believe all these great things and about her possibilities and herself at the beginning of the year, what she did was she wrote down all those beliefs that she would have in the future. And she read them each morning as she started her day. She spent a few minutes practicing the feeling that came with believing those thoughts. Even if she didn't fully believe it, she just tried it on. And after a month or so, those thoughts started to feel more normal and comfortable. And it was easier for her to follow through with her plans each time that she believed these things about herself. Anne didn't meet her goals every month, but she didn't melt in disappointment and frustration when she missed the goals. Instead, she quickly evaluated her month to see what worked and what she wanted to change so she could learn and implement that in the next month. She did the same on the months where she met and exceeded her goal so she could double down on what was working well. And like Marie, Anne had several days where she did feel frustrated about missing goals or something that she tried that didn't work the way she had planned. She is still human. But the difference is that Anne took the time to be aware of what she was thinking and not stay in judgment and like beating herself up about it. She decided it was important to evaluate often. She took care to notice her facts versus her stories because stories often keep us stuck massively. And she committed to following through every single day instead of negotiating with herself and half-assing things when she didn't feel like doing them. And Anne had a clear plan with failure built in. So when she had setbacks, she could go to her plan and remember that she actually had planned for that and that she was right on track. Anne used her plan and her mindset tools to pull her out of the low value brain days and not let them be a problem that she couldn't solve for. She focused on solving problems that are worth solving, like, how do I do this in my business? Let me test this. Things that she could find facts for and move forward with, instead of just going into, oh, I guess I'm not good enough, never meant to be. So guess what? Anne came in just over $500,000 for the year, while also taking care of herself and her family and doing amazing work with her clients. So of course, I told these two stories a little exaggerated and obvious to help you clearly see the different mindsets, feelings, and actions each business owner had. If we were doing this with a real human, we'd have a lot longer podcast episode because there would be all these little nuances. So I wanted to make it simple. But what I want you to see here is the way that each woman thought about her goal, herself, and her work, and how it made a huge difference in how she felt, the actions she took, and the way she took the actions. This is why when you're planning for next year, it's important to not only make a plan with numbers and months and dates of things that you're going to do, but to also explore why you're choosing the things in the plan. Do you actually want the results that this plan creates? Does this plan even make sense with the results that you want? Do you want to put in the work to create those results? Because a lot of times we really want a result, but we don't really want to do the work that it might take to get us there. Or we want the result, but we don't believe that we ourselves are capable of the work. And it's really important to see that about ourselves. And to be honest, how many years have you mostly just gone through the motions of each day, following what you've always done, not really questioning much? Like, I know for years, I would make New Year's resolutions, like the same ones, like, this is what you're supposed to do. And then I would like make them vague and they made no sense. And I didn't really do them and I didn't want to do them. And then I'd be mad at myself at the end of the year when I realized I hadn't done anything. And I just kept doing the same thing, never questioned it. It was like, yep, this is just the money you're meant to have. This is just the way business is. Things are just hard and we're supposed to be dissatisfied. That's just the way of the world. But it's not. You can actually change everything. You can have what you want. If you can picture it and you can tell yourself that you're actually willing to do the work for it, it's completely available to you. It will be uncomfortable, even if it's just a few small changes. But if you actually want something different, it's completely available to you. So, as you listen today, I really want you to notice what came up for you. Question your actions, your motivations, and your goals. Maybe write some things down to help you kind of decide what you want to do next. And if today's episode has you fired up and ready to go for planning and acting in the new year, I would love to invite you to register for a class I'm teaching on December 6th called Set a Goal, Make a Plan, and Actually Follow Through. I know, it's kind of a simple title, but I like obvious titles. It's exactly what we're going to do in that class. And consider this class a free gift to yourself before the year ends. You really can and should start creating a business that you like now, a life that you want to live today, instead of waiting and hoping that it just magically changes or arbitrarily shifts because a new year starts. So the class, again, is on December 6th at 7 p.m. It's on Zoom. And to register, you can just go to the show notes, wherever you're listening to the podcast, or you can go to my website, sarahnemecek.com, and go to the page for this podcast episode, and there will be a link there. Nice and easy. As long as you register, you can get a replay. So even if you can't make it live, I encourage you to sign up because it is going to be awesome. Have a great week. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to come back for more each week to keep your brain operating at its highest level so you can enjoy your accounting and finance career while also having a life you love. Want even more tips on living a life you love while feeling less stressed and more fulfilled in your accounting and finance work? Get on my email list where I share new perspectives every week. Seriously, I think you'll enjoy these emails. Sign up at the link in the show notes or by visiting my website at sarahnemecek.com.